Catherine Kaiser has published 2 books of poetry. She's received fellowships and residencies from the Minnesota State Arts Board, the National Endowment for the Humanities, and elsewhere. She teaches at Hamline University and the Loft Literary Center. Here's Catherine Kaiser.
German. During the First World War, my great-grandparents burned all the German books except the Bible, which they hid wrapped in canvas in the root cellar. They would not speak German, even in hushed tones at home. Grandma strove to enunciate every word clearly, memorize English poems she could tick from her tongue like cards from a dealer's hand. They stopped making strudel, lebkuchen, spätzle, springala, and instead cooked green beans until blanched pale, casseroles with pronounceable names ending in hot dish to be served in the Methodist church basement. During the Second World War, there were no concentration camps in Idaho, though Gotthelf Wilhelm, or G.W. as he was known, feared when from his dusty tenement farm he saw the Japanese and sometimes the Chinese by mistake rounded up. Saved by the color of his skin, if he kept his mouth shut, his head down, the irrigation water turned high every Thursday, church on Sunday, and the store on Saturday morning, they could pretend to be safe, but at home he hid coins in jars beneath the floorboards, on the attic rafters, behind the canned tomatoes in the cupboard. He was ready for another depression, another draft, a war. He was waiting, always alert, ready, knowing he was the little guy, knowing the bankers owned his land, knowing his tongue revealed his origins, knowing politics could change and he would once again be the one they had to blame to make rest of the country feel safe.